Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 1, we were taught that we should never take a side in a conflict until we have heard both sides of it. Listen to this important study today. He said, wait a minute, you just said that about the joy of the Lord and all these troubles and all that. Well, but you see, there are people that do go out and drink. There are other people that do other things of sin. It's what they watch on their television. Some of you guys are sitting home seeing things on the internet. And on down the line that we go about, you've got your eyes on others. You know, Job 31:1 says, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Some of you men need to do that. But then he adds, why then should I think on a maid? So, even if you quit looking at your pornography online, don't be allowing your mind to go back there to think on something other than your wife. You know, the sexual thing was designed by God for husband and wife, man and woman. That's what we mean by husband and wife. But it's designed by God. He says the marriage bed is undefiled. So the marriage bed, what goes on in your marriage bed between you and your husband, you and your wife, is undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. So just understand, there are people that get joy and laughter from so many things of this world, whether it's watching some filthy movie that's a comedy or whatever. But let that laughter be turned to mourning and your joy into heaviness. And then he adds a step 9. And I have the tendency to think step 9 is affecting the church as much as any of these things. Speak not evil one of another. Brethren, he that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There's one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgeth another? Wow. Now that's strong. That's very strong. Look, I go back to the Facebook thing. Just because it's on Facebook doesn't mean it's not gossip. It is. I get a kick out of sometimes with adults. With adults. Sometimes it's with single adults. And one is dating another one and they break up and one is hurt and says something against the other one. And boy, they got people taking sides and they're calling themselves Christians. They take sides without asking both sides. I recently had somebody come to me and said, oh, do you know what they're saying about so-and-so? They said this, said that. And they said this about you, Pastor. They said that about you, Pastor. I said, look, don't worry about it. Facebook has ADHD. Give it 1 week and they'll be gossiping about either something different about me or about someone else. And sure enough, they were. And look, don't ever for two things here. First of all, there's a problem in the church. There's a problem between people. Don't listen to one and take their side without going to the other person asking, did this really happen, and get the whole lowdown. If you do, then you're making yourself a judge, and God says you can't save or destroy. So who are you to make yourself a judge? He's telling you need to repent. See, that's one of the things tearing down the church. So understand, it's not your part. Your part is to make peace, not to judge. In that respect, taking sides without even hearing both sides. That's not your part. And then number two, does that really belong to you? I mean, I've seen Christians who, hey, they're separated from worldliness in many ways, and they're faithful to church. They even witness and do things of that nature, serving the church. And yet, something happened there, gossip, 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 gossip. There are those that they may belong to a Christian college, and they graduated from this fundamental college. Someone else graduated from that fundamental college. And it goes on down the line. They graduate from this one or that one. And when somebody says something negative about their Christian college, they get together and they want to run that person out of town. Look, I had a missionary recently that just said something about a college that he should not have said. He was wrong about that. And I talked to him, but nonetheless, or people thought that we should not support him. Then they realized we need to come up with a reason not to support him. And I tell you, I heard all kind of manufacturing things like that. But that happens. That happens. You see, and this is what this is talking about. Speak not evil one of another. And just like that missionary, people were talking about him, and I don't know how many of those went to him and really talked to him about it. And the same thing with others. Look, if there's a Christian college out there, fundamental Christian college, it goes by that name, but they're teaching a false doctrine, or they're doing something on the side that's wrong, yes, you name sin. Yes, you identify. The Bible says to mark them. But our goal is to get them to repent. Our goal is to get them to do right. But if you're out to try to find something on a Christian college, you're trying to find out something on another church member. Look, don't ever castigate or condemn in one Christian that you'll forgive and overlook in another close friend Christian who has not repented. So he says here, submit to God. Resist the devil, draw nigh to God, cleanse your hands, you sinners, purify your hearts, be afflicted, mourn and weep, let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into heaviness about sin. Humble yourselves in the sight of God, speak not evil one of another. See, these verses are worthy of long thought on each of our parts because they are key to revival. And these are things that afflict too many churches today, too many Christians. But for that matter, if it afflicts just one, that's too many. So, when we see our nation in trouble, we believe God's judgment is soon, we see our churches going down the drain, what are we to do? Sit around and just shake our heads? No, we're the first repenters. We're the first to call for an assembly. If America is to be saved, there needs to be some changes in our lives. Now understand this. You can't expect any time a revival in America. People praying for a revival in America. It's not going to happen until there's revival in the church. There's not going to be revival in the local church until there's repentance in the local church. So, it says they're there to call the elders. Yes, senior citizens. You should be first at the altar, and often. See, there's people that are in church that it's been a long time since they walked to the altar because, oh, I have no need to go now. Oh, I'm where I ought to be spiritually. Yeah, you're at the bottom. It's time to get right and be what God wants you to be and be the elder, be the older person that shows young people it's not a shame to go to that altar, whether it's to confess sin. And going to the altar is not always confessing sin. Going to the altar is to pray for a lost soul. Going to the altar is to pray for the power of God. Going to the altar is so many things. But it says God speaks to your heart through the preaching of His Word. But we, who are the older ones, are the first repenters. Then all the people, now please notice, they go to the house of God. Don't be afraid to publicly repent and pray for God's grace and mercy. I find it interesting that President Abraham Lincoln put out a proclamation for a day of fasting. And he pointed out in that proclamation that America is being judged for her sin. It's evil. He called us to pray for the mercy of God and for repentance. But he didn't say, let's meet in the public square, let's hold hands, let's all the religions get together. No, he said, either in your homes or your own place of worship. See, I can't get together with people who don't believe in the deity of Christ. I can't get to go with other churches where they don't believe in the inspiration of the scriptures or the inerrant scripture. I can't get together with people who hold to baptismal regeneration. I can't get together with people that think that I can go and confess in a booth somewhere to a man and that'll forgive my sins. I can't get together with people worship Mary on a spiritual level. Now, my country drafts me into war, and they're drafting war. Yes, we fight side by side for our country. But in the spiritual battle, you get with your people. And you fight, and you seek to win the war with them. Let's get right with God in our own heart, in our own home, in our own church. Go to the house of God. Don't be afraid to publicly repent and pray for God's grace and mercy. Now, as the first repenter, we know in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, Jesus is overlooking Jerusalem before his crucifixion. They'll be coming and taking him very soon, within the week, and he'll die for our sins. And with a broken heart, he says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. Now notice this next part. And ye would not. What's the result? Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And he will proceed, after finishing out that chapter with those words, the very next chapter. First few verses of that chapter, look at Jerusalem, said there shall not be one stone left upon another. And in AD 70, that was true. And when we look through Scripture, the eyes of Scripture, we can see that judgment is coming. As first repenters, we need to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for our churches, for our country.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, Bible.